Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, still a bit slow on the N3 heading southbound, and in Pretoria, still dealing with that accident on the N4 interchange with the N1 highway north of Pretoria. It's been queuing from Sefako Makgato.
The president of the IFP, Velenkosini Hlabisa, just addressed the media as talks around forming a government of national unity drags on.
We cannot remain in a holding pattern. The IFP is calling on the ANC and the PA and any other party to conclude the outstanding issues without further delay.
More on this at 5 o'clock. Moving abroad, in America, last night's presidential debate between President Joe Biden and his opposition Donald Trump is still making headlines. Throughout the debate, Biden lost his trail of thought and at times stuttered incoherently.
Eligible for what I've been able to do dealing with everything we have to do with, if we finally beat Medicare.
Americans' response?
I think it's very sad, seriously, that he is out there and they're letting him do that. He can't remember things.
I'm Marlene Fushia, more news at 5.
Well, we start off with some cricket news. A sublime double century from Shefali Verma powered India women to a massive 525 for 4 at the close of play on day one of the one-off test against the Proteas at the MA Chennambaram Stadium in Chennai earlier today. It was a difficult day for the visitors, who had to contend with a huge 292-run opening stand between Verma and Smriti Mandana, while they only managed to make a breakthrough just before the tea break. And a former champion Andy Murray and also Novak Djokovic shrugged off lingering injury concerns earlier today, and they booked their place in the Wimbledon draw. Murray will face number 38 seed Tomas Muchek of the Czech Republic, and Djokovic, who seeded second, will take on the 123rd ranked Vit Kiprov, who is also from the Czech Republic, and he'll be making his Wimbledon debut. In football news, Germany's defense received a much-needed lift earlier today as the centre-back Antonio Rudiger took part in the team's final training session ahead of the Euro 2024 last 16 clash against Denmark. Rudiger had been in doubt after sustaining a thigh injury in his side's final group stage game against Switzerland, but he's expected to start against the Danes tomorrow, provided that there was no reaction from Friday's training session. And the River Seine is still failing water quality tests 1 month before the Paris Olympics, when it's scheduled to host open water swimming competitions and the swimming leg of the triathlon. The results are showed earlier today. The latest test completed last week and released by the mayor's office today showed levels of E. coli bacteria, an indicator of fecal matter, are far above the limits that are imposed by sports federations. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Few times that we hung out, but we found that something. First time that I met you, I didn't have a damn clue that I love everything about you. Now I can't think of life without.